Well, what's your thoughts on today's match? It was a 4-0 defeat against an experienced Hamill team.
Yeah, it was men v boys. And that's what I said to them. I said, games like that is very, very hard to replicate in training. So hard to put on a session that allows the opposition to do that to you. And it was great for our kids. Plus, it lets me see them out with their comfort zone as well. They found it really hard, uncomfortable. But, you know, for me to look at them in that performance, I see them differently. And it was good. You know, it was great because a lot of the stuff we did on Monday and Tuesday was on what went out there today. So it's very rarely you get a reserve game like that that's so heavy, heavy ended with more experienced players. And they had, you know, Dougie Emery's a 1983. I'm looking at him, you know, reading out before the game, there's 90s, 92s, 93s, and my boy's in 99s, 2000, 2001. The only one with more experience was Aidan Connolly. So we knew what we were getting. But for the first 25 minutes, I thought we competed really well. We never really created. I think we had three half chances all game. Maybe a little bit unfortunate in the second half not to get one, but quite clear Hamilton were the better team. But it was a really good, you know, experience for some of the kids to play under pressure, like it was today.
It's a good learning curve for them.
Well, that's right. I mean, we look along the back four at the end. At the end of the game, our 302s from Fife Elite playing. It's great. You know, we're getting beat 4-0 at the time, or 3-0, and, you know, we're putting kids like that on to play. What an experience. So, you know, and for the older boys, your Shooting Morrisons, your Cammy Gills had good saves as well. It's Cammy's first game back in a long time. Your Paul Allen, I thought Paul Allen rose to the challenge today as well. And, you know, it's all about learning. And we can't have our way every single week with a reserve team. You know, we've had a good purple patch recently of playing against boys our age, and they've shown to me that they're good enough to play against teams like that. But I mean, this is what reserve football is all around, right? To play against experienced players and to learn and get better. You know, we're not going to win every week, but I asked them, you know, you'll probably see that same picture tonight. You know, in the game, I think it'll be the Man United Barcelona game. Man United will be the team that's sitting deep and trying to soak up pressure. And, you know, it happens at the highest level, so it's another part of learning for them. But no, I'll look back at the tape and we'll go over it, and I think it's important for them. But I am not disappointed at all. I'm happy that the way the game was, you know, in terms of how we defended and how we worked hard. Obviously, chance-wise, and be a little bit more better in possession would have been better, but, you know, I've no problems with it.
So although it was a defeat, you can take a lot of positives out of it.
Completely. I mean, any game, I'm very analytical. When I look back and watch it, and I'm honest with the players because I think that's how they progress. But this one's, you know, this is a great for the players. As I said in the first thing, you know, you can never ever replicate that in training. And they had, you know, a lot of big men out there.
There was a few, yes. Physically stronger and probably quicker as well.
It's amazing what 10 years does, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Right, okay.